Welcome to Lesson 6 of Rephrase Your Relationship. I'm Brent Peake, and in today's lesson, we're going to take a closer look at how the communication strategies we've learned so far can dramatically change the dynamics of your conversations with your partner. We'll tear down three specific examples from our list of enhanced communication strategies, exploring what makes them effective and how they incorporate the phrases, "it seems as if," "however," and "I could be wrong." Let's dive in to better understand these tools and see how they work so well in nurturing healthy relationships. Example 1. Work-life balance. When concerned about how much your partner is working, you might say, "It seems as if you prioritize work over our relationship. However, I could be wrong. What can we do to ensure we both feel valued?" Notice how we used all three phrases in that example. Let's take a closer look. What it includes. This statement begins by addressing a common concern in relationships where one partner might feel neglected due to the other's work commitments. It uses "it seems as if" to express a perception without asserting it as fact, which helps in reducing the potential defensiveness of the partner. The use of "however" introduces a possibility of misunderstanding, acknowledging the speaker's openness to being corrected. This is crucial in keeping the dialogue constructive. Why it works. This approach works because it doesn't place blame, but instead invites a discussion about mutual needs and solutions. It recognizes the partner's efforts and expresses a desire to understand their perspective better, fostering a sense of teamwork in addressing the issue. Example 2, privacy boundaries. After an apparent boundary violation, you might say to your partner, "I could be wrong, but it seems as if you've been reading my texts. Can we discuss our boundaries around privacy?" What this includes. This example tactfully addresses a sensitive issue, privacy violations in a relationship. Starting with "I could be wrong" sets a humble tone, suggesting that the speaker's perception might not be accurate, which can help in softening the accusation. "It seems as if" further underscores that this is a perception, not an assertion of fact. Why it works. It effectively opens up a space for discussing personal boundaries without escalating into an argument. By framing the statement as a question, it invites the partner to share their views and participate in defining or redefining boundaries, thus promoting mutual respect and understanding. Example 3, health concerns. If you're concerned about your partner's health, you might say, "I could be wrong, but it seems as if you're not taking your health seriously. How can I support you in adopting a healthier lifestyle?" What it includes. This example combines concern with support, addressing a potentially sensitive topic, health. By leading with "I could be wrong," the speaker acknowledges the possibility of misinterpretation, while "it seems as if" suggests that the observation is subjective. Why it works. This formulation is particularly effective because it transitions from expressing concern to offering support, making it clear that the motive is care rather than criticism. It shifts the conversation from what might be wrong to how the situation can be improved together, encouraging cooperative problem solving and reinforcing the partnership. In this teardown session, we've explored how framing your concerns and perceptions with humility and openness can transform potentially contentious conversations into opportunities for growth and deeper connection. Each of these examples demonstrates that how we say something is often as important as what we say. By using "it seems as if," "however," and "I could be wrong," we can create a communication environment where both partners feel safe, respected, and valued. I encourage you to try using these strategies in your own conversations. Notice the difference in how your partner responds and how it affects the emotional tone of your interactions. Join us next time as we wrap up our conversation about these strategies to build stronger, more resilient relationships.